Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. How's everybody doing today? Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me turn on some nice fly music so we can chop it up. We have, let me start broadcasting here. I'm going to get on Instagram. Y'all probably wondering, what the fuck are these niggas doing? What they looking like? It is our Halloween show. Halloween is tomorrow. We here early. And we're celebrating. What's up, Instagram? I'm on Instagram right now. I'm on Instagram. I'm Al Sharpton. I'm skinny Al Sharpton. I want justice. We want justice. Black Lives Matter. Over here. Who is this?
Oh, man.
That's Benita Betrayal.
Benita Betrayal. Hi. But I ain't the one to gossip. Hey, Al, you look cute. Not really, dog.
I'm a sugar daddy.
Y'all know I'm Benita Betrayal from the 90s. Y'all know I'm obsessed with the 90s. So I'm now, Benita Betrayal.
Now, let's guess. Guess who Bree is? All right, let's see if y'all can guess. Let me look in the chat room and see if y'all can guess who she is. I know y'all thought they were going to come in here with, like, latex on and all that.
No, you thought that.
I did, too.
Tariq was like, I thought y'all was going to
dress sexy. I thought they were going to come in here with some heels on. Now, who is Bree? Who does Bree look
I
like?
I knew. I guessed
now,
right.
Now, Layla guessed it. I didn't guess it. Well, yeah, chat room.
Let's see.
All right, let me look in the chat room. What they say? What do they say?
Is she a cat? Yeah.
Somebody said I look like a background dancer from Studio 54. Y'all ain't shit. What's up? Your Instagram, man. Y'all go check out Ism Radio. Go to YouTube. Type in Ism Radio. We're live. So y'all go check us out. Check us out now. Who is Bree? Y'all, let me see if y'all can guess who Bree is. Let's see if y'all can guess. Bree is Doctor Who. The hell no. Bree is Omarosa. No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
That's a good guess. Michelle Obama. Nope. Well, somebody got it.
Somebody
said it. They said Olivia. Nope. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all got jokes today, I see, goddammit. Alright, but we're here, man.
Screaming and shit.
And this damn raggedy ass mustache getting all in my mouth.
No, did y'all go on Tariq's Instagram and see his picture, though? He committed.
Oh, yeah.
He had the ash on the leg.
Oh, you had to get that Al Sharpton ash. I had to be true to
funny.
It. My God.
Your legs even look skinny.
Yeah, I got them on.
Oh, like, what did he do?
Oh, my God.
That was funny, man.
Man, so we're here, man. We early. Normally, the show is on. Y'all know it's on Tuesday, but I'm going out of town tomorrow. I'm going to be in D.C. tomorrow, and I'm going to be on Rock Newman's show again. So we did the show early. We here. We had pizza. We got Sprite.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. We got food today. Yeah, we Tariq hooked it up. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to everybody who's getting the 1804 DVDs, by the way. Shout out to everybody who's doing that. Let's just get right into it. Miss Bree, looking like Olivia Pope. What's happening out here in the streets?
The news of the week.
Man.
Cardi B.
I love it.
I always bring up Cardi B. I feel like I'm a Cardi B, like...
You're like low-key fan.
Right, yes. I know. Like, and I mess with her a little bit. But Miss Cardi B got engaged. How long ago was that? It was like two days ago?
That was the weekend, like Friday, right?
Yeah, but it was the cutest thing. He like rushed her on stage before she's supposed to perform. And she's like, what the hell? I'm not supposed to be out here. But she went out there and did her thing.
Yeah.
And in the middle of doing her thing, she almost flipped her wig off because her man got on one knee. Okay, Offset.
Man, and they got the engagement on. And there's a lot of women are like, shit, I go to school. I work. I got my real estate license.
I'm
and
telling
this mother
you.
Get a ring before me.
And did you see her ring?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
8 carats?
Yeah.
And it's a raindrop?
Yeah. Yeah, Offset, he came through.
And it had like pink and yellow diamonds on it. He showed his ass. I don't even want to know because that's disrespectful.
Man, ladies, don't be discouraged.
Hey, that gave me hope, though. If Cardi B, like, no offense.
Yes.
But if Cardi B can find real love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I got hope now.
In that 9 months, right? Yeah. They haven't been together like a year. Barely a year.
I mean, how long are you supposed to wait, though?
That's true. Don't you agree? Because when you know, Tariq,
you
right?
know. You just know. You know. And he, you know, they know that they want to be with each other. He knows. I think he knows. Because sometimes you rush into this shit.
They
just
young,
like,
too.
Just like Future and Ciara, they kind of rushed into their shit. Now they had a big, bitter breakup and all that. But then Ciara found, you know,
a cool relationship.
You dig?
It's so funny. I know a girl personally that was, like, fighting with another chick over Offset. Like,
oh, damn.
Right before he got with Cardi B.
Oh, damn.
Really? They was having, like, some Instagram beef and battle, making all these live videos. And I'm like, girl, I wonder how stupid do she feel now?
Wow.
How stupid do you feel?
My God.
But yay, wow. Congratulations, Cardi.
Shout out to Cardi B.
She had a good year, man.
Yeah, she had an amazing year.
Good year.
Damn. She on a Rolling Stone. Did y'all see her?
Yes.
She on a cover of Rolling Stone.
What?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
She is having an amazing who is her team?
What does Nicki think right now?
Man.
Nicki said some sly shit. I don't know if it was in regards to Cardi. So let me not start no shit.
No,
I don't know. I can't even quote her because... It was like it had more so to do with like how men hate on her and they have a well Cardi kind of said the same thing like men hate on she's like how can a man with a penis hate on me and I'm a bitch
damn
they do that to us
they do it all the time that's the new thing
yeah
kind of
that's crazy.
Kind of moist.
Yes, it is. Right? Really moist. I know. Niggas hating on chicks. What is that bullshit?
How?
I see. There's a lot of dudes out here. Let me talk to you dudes out there. You hating on chicks. You hating on women in the game. You hating on square women. I mean, you got square haters. You got hoe haters. You hate just niggas are real moist doing that. It's not a good look just hating on women all the time.
Yes. A lot of men do that.
A lot of these niggas got vagina envy.
They think we have it easier, Tariq. I'm going to tell you that because I've had dudes tell me that, like, y'all got it easy. I'm thinking, like, well, in a sense, but not really. You know what I mean?
I don't think in a sense. I think we have it harder.
But what it is, you know what it is. There's a lot of dudes out here who do think y'all have it easier. And to a certain degree, you do to a certain degree. But the thing is, a lot of dudes, instead of brothers wanting to step it up and just kind of work harder and grind and hustle harder, they get mad because they think, okay, women, you got a vagina, so you can just go fuck somebody or fuck a white dude and white daddy will hook you up.
Yeah,
so a lot of dudes think that.
Yeah.
And they can't do that. Mm-hmm. Dudes can't do that for the most part. Now they'll try to, you know, get moist and open up their boy hole or whatever.
Oh,
but for the most part, ain't nobody really checking for them like that. You cannot use sex to come up. So that's why a lot of dudes have a lot of vitriol and anger towards women because they assume that women are using sex to come up. When most of the time, women just got, a lot of women out here got a tight mouthpiece and they know how to come up regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of dudes out here, they think, why does she have a coochie and she can get over and I have to figure out how to work hard and grind and hustle and it's easier for me to hate on her than to step my shit up. That's what it's really about, all that hating on women like that, dudes. It's vagina envy. You wish your little booty hole could be a cooch.
That's horrible.
You dig?
That's a bad look.
It's
horrible.
That's a bad look. Man, not a good look for dudes.
Yeah.
Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Speaking of, like, you know, marriage, I got a breakup for you. I knew it was coming. So you guys know that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, they broke up a long time ago. Then she got with The Weeknd, right? So she's been with The Weeknd.
The Weeknd
was her best friend's man, right, at one point.
Her best friend's man?
You ain't know that?
Justin Bieber?
No. No, Selena Gomez.
Layla gets stuff mixed up.
No, I don't. No.
Selena Gomez, she was like with the Hadid sisters. She was really close with them, and that was his girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's been a controversy around since they got together.
Yeah, so basically, she's been hanging out with Justin Bieber. So, you know, she just had a kidney transplant.
Selena Gomez?
Yeah, she was about to die. Not die, but like she didn't want to ask anybody for a kidney transplant. One of her best friends stepped up, gave her a kidney. And so Justin Bieber like kind of came by her side. You know, if you're about to die or something's tragic like that, it kind of brings people together.
Yes. They fall out the sky.
But I'm just saying, they were like inseparable soulmates. It wasn't a real hardcore relationship. So over the weekend, they were spotted having brunch and all this stuff. So everybody's like, where the hell is The Weeknd at? Like, aren't they together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're together.
Okay.
So my question to you is, who lets their ex, I mean, who lets a girl hang out with their ex, right? And I was like, that's crazy. And everybody kept calling The Weeknd crazy. 2 minutes later, right after I said that, they broke up. Like, literally within the hour, this hour, they broke up.
Damn.
So all this happened, so they brought, I don't know if The Weeknd was getting pressure because people was clowning him, like, how you gonna let your, he left Selena Gomez's house at 12 at night.
He was digging all up in the kidneys. Justin Bieber?
Yes!
Girl, he is saved and sanctified now, okay?
Please.
He was in there praying for that girl.
praying that that pussy can take more dick.
That's what they said. They've been together and praying. And
oh, please.
Would you be cool with that? Would you be cool if your wife or your was had an ex and they were like, he was saved and he was like, you knew for a fact nothing was going on? If you know for a fact nothing's going on, why wouldn't you be cool with that?
But you know, you never know for a fact, though. That's the thing.
But it's if you always, trust your wife.
But it's still, you don't trust the dude to put his bid in. You did?
That's what I always say. Like, I don't trust these women. Yeah. Like, I could trust my man, but I don't trust women.
Yeah. You don't know who's going to put their bid in out there.
And who's going to slip, trip, and fall
on
that
dick. I had a situation like that before, like, where I was dating a dude, and he asked me, is it cool if he's friends with his ex? Because they used to do business together. And they wanted to have this business venture. And I was in my feelings about it at first, but then after a while I'm like, if they want to make money together, because she was married, she remarried, you know, she married and everything and moved on, so I feel like, what's the big deal? And she, I met her, she was cool.
Oh damn.
So I thought it ended up being all right.
I'm crying
in my situation.
I think it's a Sagittarius in us, because I don't care either.
I don't care.
I don't care if it don't look fishy. Like, if you give me a reason to care, oh, I'm a care, goddamn it.
She
I'm
was
care
married.
In the worst
she
way.
Married and moved on with her life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I met her husband. Like, we all went out together. Like, as dates. I know at first it was weird because I'm like, damn, she had sex with my man before. This is weird.
Yeah.
But and they had a long relationship. They was in a long relationship. This wasn't no always together for 2 months. They were together like a few years, like at least four. You know, it was a long relationship they were in, but. They were always knew they were brother and sister. They said they always felt like brother and sister, and they always made good money together and business deals. So I was like, okay, go get that money then.
So you weren't thinking, okay, is this nigga really dipping back
no,
in that pussy?
No, I really, at first I was.
Tariq
then,
still got the dog ass.
When I met her, I knew it was good. I was like, it ain't nothing going on.
Man.
Maybe that's like
when you know, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get that money though.
Yeah, let me hang up. Let me give y'all another number to try. I'm going to try my Google voice number. It's 747-224-6191. Let's try that number. I know the phone lines are acting a little janky. The stream is acting a little janky. It's just real janky shit happening.
It's a janky day today.
Just a janky day.
It's weird. We asked for it.
Yes, indeed. Somebody said, am I Albert Einstein?
With a Nike shirt on. Where the fuck was Nike when Albert Einstein was kicked? Was popping?
No, nigga.
You are kind of giving off a black Albert Einstein.
No. He looked like Al, goddamn.
Yes.
Like Al.
Yes.
You have more hair than Al.
Yes.
Yeah.
My God. You got to slick his shit down with some baby oil.
I know. I did slick it down with the gel dried up.
Oh, that's what you did? You did that just.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Put a little baby ponytail in the back.
You dig? Now, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Oh, man. So, you guys, I don't know. I think I brought up the story about Kevin Spacey.
Oh, well, you didn't. When?
Well, I thought I brought the story up that they named him in the Hollywood pedophilia scandal.
Did you name him last week?
Yeah, I said. Oh. Yeah, he ended up, somebody tossed his name in the,
oh, damn.
In the barrel.
Oh, yeah. They really put him on Front Street now. Who's the guy?
Where is his name? Anthony Rapp.
Now, what has he been in, Anthony Rapp?
They said he was in, like, some play. He was a kid at first.
It was with Kevin Spacey, though, right?
Called Rent or something. It was, like, a play.
Oh, shit. We got a phone call.
Okay, it dropped. But.
So Anthony Rapp was an actor. He came out and said that he had this experience. Like the whole, you do this for this role or I'm gonna touch you this way and you be quiet with Kevin Spacey.
Mm.
And Mr. Kevin Spacey confronted that statement by saying, yes, it happened. And that's because I am a gay man. I've enjoyed men and women, and I would like to come out as a gay man.
But did he actually say it happened, or did he say it?
You know what he said? I heard about this.
I was about to say, he didn't quite say
it happened.
He said he was drunk.
If it happened, it would have been because he was drunk, and he's sorry, whatever, and he's gay. So he thought that was going to be his smoke screen.
Yeah.
Him coming out. They were like, the gay community was like, no, motherfucker.
Right.
You making us look real foul right now.
Because it happened. Don't say no if it happened. Like, this man not going to fucking lie on you.
Man.
Who wants to lie and say I had a dick in my ass? Like, if you're not gay.
Oh. hold on, they said Layla looks like a ghetto foster mom.
Oh, wait, you know what somebody said? Somebody said you look like a black ass Super Mario brother.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But forget y'all.
Oh my god. Man, but yeah, that's crazy about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I felt like he thought that gay shit was gonna cover it. Oh. Was gonna get him out the.
But it's all this shit coming out about people in Hollywood now, man. It's amazing with the Harvey Weinstein, all that stuff. It's and what's ironic, all of them, they were pointing the finger at Bill Cosby.
Exactly.
And all these people were doing some just egregious shit behind the scenes.
And they not, I don't see them on trial and no, in the none news of them. Every damn day.
None of them. Now, the House of Cards, they're taking that off the air. Netflix just announced that shit is just done. But they're not indicting nobody.
Right.
You notice that? I want y'all to keep that in mind. Nobody's getting punished. Nobody's going to court. I mean, there's a lot of out-of-court settlements and all that, but they are not trying to indict nobody. And all these people coming out, and especially Harvey Weinstein, they've done an investigation on this dude where they had women who were wiretapped.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you got him on tape sounding assaulting women, damn near about to rape them on tape. And they're not prosecuting these people at all because they know how to write checks to certain folks. And also they got the complexion for the protection.
Yep.
Because Bill Cosby, he was writing checks, but they're like, nigga, you ain't got the complexion for the protection. Right. This is something else that we doing with your ass. So it's karma that a lot of this shit is coming out on how they threw Bill Cosby under the bus and tried to make him the poster child for sexual indiscretions.
Yeah.
You heard what Corey Feldman's doing right now, right?
Yeah, he's going in. He's been going in for a long time.
Yeah, I was about
though.
To say, Corey been going talking for a long time, for years.
Yeah, they've been shitting.
He's saying getting death threats, though, right now.
Yeah, he probably is. Let's see if the phone line working. Hello?
What's up?
There we go. It's finally working. How you doing, brother?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name, sir?
D Block, Columbus, Ohio.
D Block from Columbus.
How you doing, Bri and Layla?
What's up, D Block?
Hey.
Hurry up and talk! Black Lives Matter! Go ahead, D Block.
You said what?
Go ahead, D Block.
Okay, I can't hear you, but I wanted to talk to Bri for a second.
Oh, shit.
She likes to get on here spitting the. Well, why if women do it, it's this, it's that. I just wanted to tell her. She kind of answered her own question, I think, last week or a week before when Tats was talking about what if her brother was, you know, bi and tried to spit at her. She was like, nah, it's the same role in reverse. The way dudes look at, you know, buckets is the way y'all look at bisexual dudes. It's the same thing. We don't really want to wipe that up. You don't want to wipe the other up.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost.
You guys have never heard the term bucket?
But what's that? Is that a Chicago term or something?
Kind of.
Okay, a Midwest term? Yeah. What's the bucket? What's the bucket?
Yeah, it's a Midwest thing.
So describe a bucket for us, D-Block.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's the same thing. What if a dude was campaigning like, well, we don't have the same freedoms that women have, and but you're doing the same thing, and the dudes is kind of looking at you like, you know, how hard is it for a woman to attain, you know, I'm at work, so I can't use certain verbiage, but how hard is it for a woman to attain Johnson? It's not hard at all. Cats give that away easy. But to get, you know what I'm saying, the other, we got to put in some work. We got to have a mouthpiece. We got to have our stuff together, clean cut. So it's kind of an accomplishment. It's no accomplishment the other way around. You can get that anywhere. Does that make sense, or not really?
A little bit, but you kind of, I don't know. You all over the place, brother. So I have you call back later, D-Block. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
all
right.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
You get what he was saying, Reed?
D-Block had me a little confused.
It was going in and out. He couldn't pull it all the way together.
He couldn't articulate it.
But it's probably because he's at work. He can't
say
certain
stuff. Yeah, he can't say certain. He's at the job, and he needs them dental benefits, and he ain't trying to say nothing crazy. Because they on his ass at the job. What's up, Woke Video? I see you in the room. And y'all in the chat room, don't trip on the stream. I'm recording the show, and I'm going to upload it when we're done broadcasting. So you'll see the whole show without all the glitches and all that stuff. So you'll be fine. Let's see who we got, if this line is going to work. All right, what's up? Who's calling? Excuse me. I got been eating pizza and shit.
Hey, what's going on? It's Davion out of Milwaukee.
Davion, how you doing, sir?
Doing great. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I got a question in regards to traveling. So I bumped into this brother at a diner about a month ago, and he's from West Africa, Somalia. And, you know, me and my family, my wife and my children, I plan on taking them a trip to Egypt. And he was telling me that part of town is pretty crooked and that they, you know, looking to kind of, I don't know, they kind of looking to ridicule anybody that come in that's from America that looks like the original people, the original people. So I wanted to see, is there any fact to that?
In Egypt?
Yeah.
No, I've been to Egypt. They weren't doing all that. They ain't, no, they're not doing that at all. They ain't tripping on that.
Okay, he was talking about kidnapping and shit like that and, you know, things in that nature. And he said he was from, you know, he sounded like it, looked like it, but he said he was from West Africa.
That's coon talk. I don't know what he's talking about. Ain't nobody kidnapping nobody in Egypt. Not that I know of.
Okay.
I've been over there. It's perfectly safe. You know how many tourists go to Egypt?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, as long as you're saying the touristy part, you should be fine. But with a guide.
Yeah, but anywhere. I mean, Egypt was cool all over. It was cool. It was just no problem at all. It's a pretty safe place. I hate when people try to make it seem like another country. The minute you shut down or step down to another country, you're going to get thrown in a van and they're going to take your liver and sell it and all that.
I swear I feel that way.
No.
About certain places.
Yeah, they do that. Dude, I've been all through Egypt. I've done been to South Africa. I've been in the shanty towns. And people are cool around the world. Ain't nobody going to really fuck with you, especially if you're a black person. People have a lot of respect, actually, for African-American people. When they see you, they're like, look, nigga, y'all been through some shit. Hold on. This damn phone line. Yeah, when they see a black American person, god damn.
It's so much what attention. Is that?
It's okay, it's Al.
The, yeah. Damn! The phone lines! But like I said, brother, when they see an African-American, when you go out of the country, dude, they're going to give you a lot of love. They're going to be like, hey, can you introduce me to 50 Cent? They're going to ask you, can you tell Oprah to page me? They're trying to holler at Oprah. Shit. So they got a lot of respect and love for you. All right, I'm going to try that other phone line in a minute. The only thing with that, I don't know how to mute it, and we get this loud-ass ring while we're on the air. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
You guys hear about...
Hold on, okay. Sweetie. Hold on, let me get this. Let me see if this shit works. What's up, who's calling?
What's good, man? This is DJ Hitman from Tennessee.
DJ Hitman from Tennessee. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I got a game question for you today, man. How y'all doing, ladies?
Hey.
What's up, DJ Hitman?
Hey, all right, so let me get down to the point. All right, I have this weird thing where I admit I never really had game growing up, but when I finally read The Art of Mackin' and stuff, you know, started stepping my game up. But I realized there's a lot of coonery here in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's not a lot of black people. And it's like, I'm getting more cooperation from white women, and they coming up at me, choosing up, and I'm just like, hold up now. You know, especially with the whole environment now, because you can't trust white women in a sense that, you know, you don't know whether or not they're going to try and be all like, this dude raped me or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to ask this. I feel guilty about this, but like, am I bad for not really trying to mess with American women anymore since I used to be in the military?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I basically get a lot of girls, like, you know, by traveling, you know, to like Philippines, Thailand, stuff like that. Well, and I got some girls that I knew in Germany and the UK. So other dudes say they got hoes in different area codes. Yeah. I got hoes in different country codes, you know. Yeah. So am I wrong for, you know, visiting those girls instead of giving even cooperation to the American women? And I don't like to shit on sisters, so you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, this is the thing. When you get with girls like in Germany and in the Philippines and some of those really poorer Asian countries, understand that many of them are one step above the whole stroll. You understand? So you're getting with a lot of these women, and I'm not ho-hating. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just letting you know how the game is. The bar is kind of low, so that's really, you're throwing in the towel as far as game. You're getting into the trick pool, and I ain't even shitting on the trick thing, but you don't want to be a professional fucking trick, and that's what that shit is. You
go over there, of course.
And most of those women, they'll get with a motherfucker who just, you know, will write them a letter and send them a couple of dollars, so you're not really doing nothing with fucking with them. You understand? And I'm not even shitting on Filipino ladies or whatever, but when you go over there, they're trying to come up. That's it. They're trying to come up, and you're that vehicle to come up on. So you don't want to be in that pool of people who are just have just lowered the bar. They'll get with any goddamn body. You don't want to be there.
Well, Well, yeah, those are just the side ones, you know, because I still got other ones, you know, that I know of in, like, the UK.
Yeah, but you're talking, because when you start talking about German women and all that, you're talking about those Euro trash type women, dude, who they're the same way. They're trying to come up, too. There's poor parts of Europe that a lot of folks don't want to talk about. That's why you got those Ukrainian chicks who, you know, they selling pussy pictures on the internet trying to come up and get over here and get their little money, too. So you don't want to start getting into that pool. Like, if you want to be an international player, that's fine. But just look at it for what it is. You just get some travel thing popping, and you come on back home and you build some real shit over here. You understand?
Because that's what I'm trying to figure out, how it anything holds with you being here and dating women in the UK.
Right. And,
like, how do you keep that alive?
Oh, I just, you know, I'll be messaging them and I, you know, FaceTime and stuff like what that will. You know, I talk to them all the time and everything, you know. It's just, and the ones that I'm talking to, you know, I ain't talking to the trashy ones, you know. I'm like, or at least not all of them. So there's probably one or two that might, that would probably
be that. Lord! Lord. It's only one or two so, in your eyes.
One or two trashy.
So, yeah.
Now, what would you do? But listen, on the long term, what would you do with one of those women? You can't do anything on a long term level. What are you going to do?
That is the question. You know,
is nothing. You're not going to do anything.
You're not going to do anything. So don't waste your time.
Yeah.
How old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, yeah, you're about to hit 30, man. So it's time to be serious about who you get with and who you build something with, man. I understand you got to get the bullshit out your system. I get it.
Yeah.
You got to lay it with a couple of ratchets. That's fine. You go through that. Get that out your system. Laying up with the ratchets is not cool after 30. Get that shit out your system, brother. You don't want to be Matthew.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Matthew Knowles, like 60 years old with young ratchet baby mamas and shit. You dig?
Oh,
get that out your system.
Can I ask a guilty question? I feel guilty that I've never been with a black woman. Like, I've wanted to.
No, because you wanted to. I mean, it ain't that damn hard.
No. It's like the ones that be coming up on me, it's usually the ones that be looking like Gabby Sidibe and stuff. And I'm like, golly, man. I'm like, going somewhere. You know?
What you look like? What you look like, man?
So the black girls that approach you look like Gabby, but everybody else is bombshell.
Yeah, like, and I bet those white women in Europe you trying to fuck with look like Honey Boo Boo Mom.
Right,
that shit,
right.
Nigga. Don't
that
stop. Just stop
me.
That bullshit, nigga. Stop
one
the bullshit.
Time,
don't, no, don't make it seem like... Don't downgrade the sisters to prop up that Euro trash you laying up with, nigga.
Every time.
No. One time when I was in Europe, fat ass chick, I like dropped my standards completely because I had gone on like an almost 2-year dry run and everything. Because like back before, before I had got over there, I was on the coon train and a lot of black women didn't like, you know, they didn't like my coonery and my corniness. So I'll admit I was on the coon train and I started hitting colors and I got off the coon train.
The coons come out. The coons come out at night.
You know, so that's pretty much what it was. But I will say that was the one time I dropped my stand. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, yeah, like, you know, I am getting a lot more cooperation. But I will admit, like, my mouthpiece is not as, you know, polished as I want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, I think we got a secret coon spirit on you, brother. That's what it is. You're trying to fight that coon spirit that's coming out of you, brother. Let it go, brother.
Well,
fight that.
Like
fight it, brother. We're going to rebuke her. I'm Reverend now. I'm a Reverend. I rebuke that coon spirit.
I rebuke you.
We're going to give you a coon blessing. Hold on. We got to exercise these coon demons out your ass. That's what it is, nigga. That's what it is. Dude, you trying to shit on the sisters with niggas. These fat sisters. No, nigga.
No.
You over there fucking with those raggedy ass fat Euro trash women over there, dude.
That's so weird to me how they do that. They like, it'd be a fat black girl, but it'd be a fat white girl.
And they're so down.
It's so weird. That is so strange.
Dude, just get that spirit up off you, brother. Just say you got that spirit and you just want to get it on up out of you, brother. And we're going to review. Hold on. We're gonna rebuke this.
Hey, I'm trying to
walk away. Walk away, Satan. I rebuke the coon spirit in this man.
Yes.
He wants a white woman.
You better speak on it.
That's all he want in his life. There's nothing wrong with that, you coon. Get that coon.
Hallelujah.
Walk away, Satan. I rebuke you.
Hallelujah.
You will not take this man.
Yes.
You will not take over his soul. You will not take over his spirit. You will not make him take back white women. I rebuke you, Satan. Walk away.
Yes, walk away, Lord.
You coon spirit. I say coon spirit. The devil is a liar.
Preach,
the coon
right?
tried
preach.
To take over his mind, but the devil is a liar. The coon tried to take over his soul, but the devil is a liar.
You better
I say,
speak on
he's
it today, Pastor.
Butter biscuits
you
as we speak.
Speak on it, Reverend.
Put those butter biscuits down and get that coon spirit off your system. Humdala Chevy Hyundai. Humdala Chevy Hyundai. All right, brother.
All right, don't worry. I'm if something ever happens to you, I'm gonna avenge you, all right? And I'm gonna call Kundalini 723, all right?
Yeah, there you go. Remember that. Kundalini 723, bro. Thanks for the call, bro.
All right, bro. Be easy, man.
No doubt. Oh my goodness, man.
Lord.
So done with
Lord.
You.
Lord.
That
Lord.
Shit don't work, man. I don't know what else.
My goodness, man, that brother, he had a secret coon spirit.
He's
so lost. Dudes, look, sometimes don't be trying to find ways to justify your coonery. Mm. See, you can't be coonchous. It's no both ways.
And the word of the day is.
Right, coonchous.
Coonchous.
The coonchous community. We got to talk about the coonchous community because y'all know the truth. You know about how to empower yourself, and you know you need to empower yourself. You know you need to be about black empowerment. But that coon energy, just that the look of a white woman, no matter what she looks like, you just gotta get her. You gotta go get you an Asian chick, even though she's in the Philippines on a host role. You just gotta go over there and try to get at her and try to make it seem like all the sisters look like Gabby Sidibe and all that stupid ass
shit. Yeah, he
probably stop.
It's the foreign. Because they foreign.
Figure it out.
Because they foreign, they not born. That's how black
day.
Men think.
I don't
exactly. Because these dudes, you're programmed by the white supremacists. Mm. They tell you, since you're a kid, that this is the standard of beauty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White women, mm-hmm. Lucy Liu, Charlie's Angels, all that's the standard of beauty. You dig? And then when you see movies, let's go to Hollywood. When you see movies, who do they bring out? They bring out the Gabby Sidibes and all that.
Right.
We know that if you are in the black community, we know that most of the sisters don't look like no fucking Gabby Sidibe. And not even shitting on Gabby Sidibe. I'm not shitting on that sister.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's so many attractive women out here who don't get that shine.
Yeah.
You dig? And then a lot of black folks, we only get information from the damn dominant society. We don't know how to open up our own eyes and look around us to see what's really happening. We start believing the shit that they're telling us. Mm-hmm. So then dudes start getting coonches.
Yep. Because it's so many women that not look like Gabby Sidibe, but bigger girls with natural hair. If you pay attention, there's always a token black girl.
Yeah.
And like talk shows, sitcoms. That's the token black person for white supremacy.
With them, they don't, in the dominant society, they don't like attractive black women.
Yeah.
They really don't. Mm-hmm. They really don't because that bothers white women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It bothers white women.
I told you I had a friend like that. She was white and she told me legit, and that's one thing, she was cool. She kept it so real with me. She was like, we went to a party together, right? And she was pissed. And I was like, what's your problem? She's like, because she loved black men.
Mm.
She's like, they're going to look at you before they look at me. I said, actually, they might look at you first.
Dummy. Dummy.
Okay.
You don't even know what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She said she was jealous of me. She was saying it as a joke, but she was dead ass serious. She's
jealous.
No, we're jealous. But she was just honest enough to say it to my face.
You know, when Oprah lost all that weight the first time when she came out, I lost all this fat. Had a big bucket of damn ribs and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
All that was in my body.
Yeah.
And her ratings went down.
Hmm.
Her ratings went down immediately after that because they tried to figure it out. They're like, no, they don't want no slim, in shape Oprah. They want the big mammy color purple Oprah because that makes the women who watch her, that makes them feel comfortable. Because now Oprah's shapely, she's looking fly. The white dudes are looking like, hey, that slave master thing is coming back out.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Because they know how they be looking at
they
sisters.
Love us.
They do. They know the white dudes be up on sisters. Heavy.
Yep. Especially
they
here.
Really
heavy.
Do in California. Yes.
Heavy. Mm-hmm. Especially when white women ain't looking. When white women ain't looking, they happy.
Oh yeah, I was at a brunch yesterday, and a white couple was sitting next to us. And every time his girlfriend put her head down, where his eyes was at.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Every single time. And he was fine as all get out. But get your ass from over here, and you sitting there with your lady.
Yeah. And the thing is, when the white
man with you over here. Tariq ain't gonna call her out. Tariq ain't gonna call her out. Rev, hold on. Reverend Jacob, call her out.
Oh shit, wait. I just caught that too. Hold on. Walk away, Satan. Get the Bedouin spirit off. Breathe.
Hey.
Black lives matter.
I call a spade a spade.
Bedouin don't matter. Get them butter biscuits off you. Get the pink dick out your hand.
Layla is like,
I know. I'm like, what?
That didn't slip by. Uh-oh.
She's like, he was fine. No.
Hey, you got to call a spade a spade sometime.
It be some cute white guys, but I don't,
All right, when Bree come up here with Justin Bieber, nigga,
we're
going to have a 2-hour special.
And you damn right, he going to sit right here next to me, and I dare you move.
oh my God. Layla, what else is happening out here, Benita Betrayal?
Let's talk about, okay, Benita Betrayal. Yes.
I ain't the one that got it.
Hold on, this nigga phone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this nigga phone sound like
this. Hi, Tariq.
Hey, yeah, okay.
DC from New York.
What you doing in there, sweetie, with your phone?
Hello?
Yes, sweet. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I was using headphones before, but hello? Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, my headphones were janky. So.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Cece from New York.
How are you, Cece?
I'm okay. Not really, because
what's wrong? What happened?
I can testify to what you guys are talking about as far as like white women in the dominant society not like hating on attractive black women, because that's the problem I'm having now when I'm trying to work.
Oh yeah. What kind of work you do, sweetie?
Like, I'm looking for waitressing, bartending jobs just to, because I have a college degree, but I'm really just trying to find, like, a job where I can get instant cash so I can make a different kind of move, you know?
Right. And what are the kind of problems you have with the white women at your jobs?
Like, I come in and I'm attractive, I'm polished, I have experience, and they just feel some type of way when I come in. I could just tell. Like, even when I'm walking on the street, I could tell they're just mad at me for, like, I have the audacity to be confident, and that's the, like, it's like a, you just make them feel some type of way, you could tell from the vibe.
Now, what do you look like?
There you go.
Yeah, I gotta see it. You know I'm gonna ask that.
I actually lost 70 pounds this year.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
I did, too.
Yeah, but I was attractive before.
I lost 80 pounds. I'm Al Sharpton. That's why my legs are so skinny and my head is so big. Go ahead.
I was always attractive, but I got even more attractive when I lost the 70 pounds.
How'd you lose 70 pounds, sweetie?
Just drinking a lot of warm water exercise.
Warm water?
And eating less.
Okay. Why warm water?
Yeah, warm water is like the magic pill, because when you drink a lot, like tons of, like, you like gulp down a lot of warm, it has to be warm water, not ice water. When you gulp down a lot of warm water before you eat, and just, even when you're not thirsty, just force yourself to drink the water, it changes your digestive system and like, it kind of shrinks your stomach in a way, ironically.
Oh, wow. I heard that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what's your Instagram?
I don't know. I might give it out next time I call. I don't know if I want to call that answer now.
Why?
Fine.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give it.
Yes.
It's Didi Polishton.
So spell that?
Spell that, yeah.
D-E-E.
Okay.
D-E-E.
D-E-E.
Uh-huh. Like Polish or Polish with a T-O-N.
D-E-E. And what is it? She said D-E?
T-O-N. Polishton. Okay, I think this
Polishton.
Is Polishton. Okay. Okay, I see you.
P-O-L-I-S-H-T-O-N.
Cool. Oh, yeah, you like a chocolate sister. Yeah, I see you. I see you. Okay, damn.
You ain't find Layla. Layla don't never find nobody.
I know. I see you got a lot of files. Have you been to China somewhere? Look like there's some Chinese stuff on you on your page, or Japanese stuff.
No, I was reading a book about geisha, like the geisha culture.
Okay, god damn, these phone lines. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in, like, I'm into anthropology, different cultures, history. And that's why I connect with you, because I love history and culture. So
yes, yes, indeed.
I read about it a lot.
And I don't do the white dudes be up on you because you like chocolate. You're a nice chocolate sister, so they really like that. And you lost that 70 pounds.
I'm actually like in the middle. I'm not really that chocolate. I'm like in the middle, like straight up. I'm not light or dark. I'm just like in the middle.
Yeah, well, that's candy bar looking. That's fine.
That's who we are.
I know that's my complexion. Yeah, we all the same complexion.
I know.
I'll slap all y'all.
Candy bars unite.
You dig? But thank you for the call, sweetie.
Okay, right.
Bye-bye. Oh, sure. Look who I pulled up on. I thought I was like, I know that ain't her.
Who the hell is this?
I thought I was pulling up her.
She always pull up the wrong person. I know.
This
nigga,
this like a black sideshow Bob. This dude.
Layla pulled up the wrong person.
Now, you were saying, now, Layla, what else happening in the news here?
I wanted to talk about Chrisette Michelle. Y'all heard about her?
Yeah.
Lord. Y'all heard about
She's
her?
She's having a worse year.
No, yes, she is. Now, the first thing I heard that her label dropped her.
Yep.
Capitol
Records. She was like, oh, they dropped me, y'all. Lady, no sympathy from any of us. You were out there with Trump's folks.
She said she put her heart and soul into that album.
Man.
And they dropped her ass.
You going to alienate your base by getting down with the Trump train. So you can't cry foul, just like the chick from Mary Mary. She's out there co-signing Trump. Ain't nobody going to her tour.
They canceled the tour.
Yep. You can't diss your base like that. You cannot be coonches. The coonches thing don't work. You can't be conscious and cooning.
So, but not to try and, you know, be on her side or anything, but Chrisette Michelle said that she was doing it to try and steer the narrative another way, to like be the
she
answer.
She's for the damn check.
That way, thank you. Yeah,
please.
Jeff Bezos is trying to
girl.
Get
the,
she
She's
needed
like,
the
I was
money.
Trying to change the narrative, but, you know, I wanted to be the voice.
You can't take every check, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
Take
and you,
every
and
check.
Her celebrity is not big enough.
Exactly.
To be taking that check.
For people to follow her, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's why she needed the check, but at the same time, she shouldn't have took it.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't need it that bad, dude, where you're going to mess up your
career. Yeah, man, hell, she could have been back on the Tom Joyner cruise.
I know, right?
There's a bunch of them. Yep. You did? Now, what else happened with her, though? There's more.
Yeah, basically, she said she got really depressed after. She said basically the whole black community turned their back on her.
Because she turned her back on us.
Right, yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then she said she went to a deep depression, drinking Bacardi, taking all these pain medication. Then her label dropped her, and she just said that she feels like nobody is, you know, giving her a chance. And she's just basically, like you said, having the worst year ever. Oh, and then on top of that, to make it even worse, she had a miscarriage.
I heard it was a fake miscarriage, though.
What?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that part?
No, I didn't hear that. Fake miscarriage.
Nigga. My girl from Michelle Brown over at Straight From The A, Chrisette put up some like miscarriage pictures.
It was some
shit that looked like a miscarriage, but we found out it was from somewhere else on the internet.
Shut the hell up.
But check out
the sympathy card.
Yeah, go to Straight From The A. Michelle, shout out to Michelle.
Now, you know what? Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm overly pissed because you already messed up with the black people with Trump. Now you messing with fake miscarriages. That's a serious thing. Like, you don't mess with that.
Everybody go to straightfromtheA.com. That's my girl, Michelle Brown. She be getting the dirt on all motherfuckers. She's like a fan or some
shit.
She's
making it worse.
But yeah, I'm going to see the story. Where is that? God damn, it's all types of shit going on.
I wanted people to call.
This feel like the DMV.
Number A32.
Okay, says, how dreadful. Chrisette Michelle caught using somebody else's graphic miscarriage photo.
That's horrible.
Man.
Damn, Chrisette. What type of person is she?
She was trying to get sympathy. That's the thing. See that? ain't that nasty as shit? So she was.
Wow.
She actually posted that?
Yes.
That is disgusting. That's horrible.
But that's from like some other site. It's from like some other site she got it from. Well, Michelle brought the receipts on her ass.
She did the same thing that Bow Wow did. She did the same thing.
Okay.
So she got a miscarriage photo from another site and act like it was her miscarriage. The damn fetus was like, you lying. You lying.
That ain't my mama.
You ain't my mama.
That's crazy. She should at least got like a friend's personal picture, something that can't be traced.
What? No. Why are you out here lying like that?
Don't lie. Just don't lie.
Damn, is it that real?
She was trying to get sympathy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, is it that real to be in Hollywood? Like, you lost your shit. Go do something else.
Go
walk to your own. She need to go find some self-centering shit. She need to go to a mountain and woosah. She's off the chain.
She said yoga helped her, though.
Yeah,
yoga helps her.
Do something else.
It's some more than the yoga.
That girl sound crazy at this point.
Man,
she's making it worse though.
I know, but yeah, she was faking the funk.
Her career is over.
And she's desperate. That's just desperation at this point.
And she was good too. Like
she was so
soulful. She's such a different voice.
Yeah,
people loved her.
Yeah,
and she got that Trump check. She still got it. I hope she still got that money.
All money ain't good money. Nope. You can't take every check.
Can't take every check.
Man, anyway, it's almost time to get up out of here, y'all. Shit.
I ain't got no man. Rev, you think you got somebody to hook me up with, one of your friends? No, I'm just joking.
Lord, Layla, what is your Instagram over here?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes. And Miss Bree Livia Pope, what is your Instagram?
You can find me at OPA Associates. No, I'm at Chloe B. Her. You guys know how to spell it. It's CHLOEBHER, and I spelled it anyway.
Yes, indeed. Yes. What y'all doing this week? Y'all know I'm going out of town tomorrow. What y'all little sexy things? Oh, look why y'all both gave them.
Because I'm going to pop up in D.C. on your ass.
Man.
No, but I've been having a lot of conversations with black people in California about D.C. and
really?
How D.C. is like... the chocolate city that you think it is like to the next level.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because it's like a lot of black young professionals in DC.
Kind of like Atlanta when I moved to Atlanta.
Yeah, and they say everybody is more welcoming. Like for example, we tried to go out the other day. My friend is here from out of town. We took them to Tao, and he was like, you and your girl could get in, but them three.
It was dudes or something or girls?
It was dudes.
Okay. The dudes couldn't get in.
No, but it was like, it wasn't nothing wrong with them. They didn't look no type of way. They were well-dressed, you know? But it's just like, and they were like, I don't feel the love out here for black people. And I'm like, it's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's how California
like,
is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be on like me and my girl, we looked good, I ain't gonna lie. But they were still presentable. Like, they weren't bad-looking dudes. Mm-hmm. They didn't even look like they was going to start anything. Mm. And they were just like, no, not them three, no.
Yeah, out here.
You can give us $1,500,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah, you got to buy a table and all that old bullshit. That's why when I moved to Atlanta for the first time, I lived there for a couple of years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We all lived in Atlanta, shit.
I was shocked at how hospitable people were. That shit was throwing me off.
Yeah, I thought something was wrong with them.
You can borrow my car for a week. I'm like, what, nigga? This shit started me? I'm like, that type of thing. But that's just how they were.
Yeah, they are.
So yeah, it's a good experience to go to different cities and really vibe with other people.
I gotta go to DC.
Yeah, you never been to DC?
I've never been.
I never had the desire
to go. I really didn't.
I don't know nobody. I don't like going to.
Yeah, exactly.
I
feel
you
the
have
same
hair
way.
Rollers in the wig.
I'm just you just now noticing the rollers.
I saw the rollers, but I'm like, where is it? I'm making it's the wig and the rollers.
But she ain't the one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from her.
I ain't the one to gossip, you ain't heard that from me.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm going to do to betray? I'm about to get real. She got a wig and rollers.
Oh, my God.
He's stupid.
Shout
out to
Tariq. Roller in the wig.
My God. My God. But y'all still look good, though.
Tariq thought we was coming up here slutting it out.
I thought they were going to come in here dressed as Catwoman, Wonder Woman, something. I was ready. I had me a couple of ones in my drawer.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I'm Sharpton. Don't have to trick those with money. I'm the sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah. This would have been the right day to come up in here with
some. I came here with some rollers. She came up here with a business suit on.
Oh, yeah. We ain't come to play.
Man.
Consider it handled.
Man. All right. We're going to get up out of here, man. Y'all hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Elite, ladies and gentlemen, and y'all have a good, happy Halloween. Y'all have a good week, and I'm going to holla.